we're back with another podcast, guys. We are here down at Nana and Poopa's, Tyler's grandparents, my aunt and uncle, fire pit, and we just did an awesome podcast. Guys, it's been a few weeks, but we're back, and we're talking about Pokemon, talking about football, and we're definitely wasting your time with some unnecessary Google history searching.
Hey, no. That was some good history searching.
We definitely turned what was going to be just called a Fuck 2020 podcast.
Yeah.
And we turned it into a little bit of history with Seth and Tyler.
Yeah. Because that's what we do. We're good at it.
You know, what can we say? But it's a good one. We're back. We're going to try to be more consistent. But we hope you guys enjoy this podcast. It's a really good one.
Dude, look at the neighbor's tent. It's like getting ready to blow away.
Yeah.
The only reason we cut this episode short is because it really picked up wind.
Yeah. But it's amazing quality for the not the wind really isn't until the end. You can hear the crickets in the background. It sounds amazing, but we got to do this more often, in fact.
Yeah, this is pretty easy.
We got to just do more of a mobile podcast.
For anybody wondering, we're literally just recording this on the iPhone.
We're using the Anchor app, and we're recording right on through the iPhone, and the quality's amazing.
It sounds fine.
Sounds really good. But yeah, that's about it. What do you think, Tyler?
I say grab a drink, grab a cigar.
Yeah, for sure.
Put your feet up and give this one a listen.
I gotta finish my cigar now, too. And, we're not Joe Rogan, but we're knocking on that door. We're saying, can you hear us? We're coming for you. We're fucking coming for you.
All right. We've made $10.
Yeah, look. On that note, let's just jump into the podcast. And welcome back to another podcast.
Welcome back, boys and girls.
My name is Seth.
My name is Tyler.
And we are here.
In the country.
In the country.
On the countryside, technically.
Enjoying a nice fire. Would you say 140?
140.
Man, we are 10 away from 150. Very exciting.
We're 20 away from 160.
Your math is amazing. We are live right now on Instagram.
And we're live recording.
And, of course, if you go to our Instagram, look at it right now. If anybody's looking at it, they're just looking at the fire. Which I feel like that's probably the best way just to keep it because, well, it looks amazing for one thing. Man, there's something, like, therapeutic about a fire going. That noise of it, the look of it. It's very relaxing. It's up there with beaches. Just a warm beach.
No.
Which you definitely would prefer this. You're not a big beach person.
I'm not a beach person.
You're not a beach person. Tyler, where have we been? What's been going on? I mean, it's seriously, like, it's Tyler. It's Tyler, right?
It's Seth.
Lungard?
Don't you fucking dare. Don't you fucking dare.
Oh, man.
No, realistically, what's been going on? Absolutely nothing.
So I guess I'll just keep it by the fire. I was just going to...
Yeah, just keep the video by the
but
fire.
But yeah, so I wanted to go live too because it's been about 3 weeks since we posted the last episode, 129.
Yeah.
And finally, Tyler's been working like crazy. I've been busy with my properties and my sleeping schedule have been all over the place.
Wait, hold up. Is it 140 or 130?
It might be 139. It might be 139.
We can't check because you're live on Instagram and I'm recording.
Yeah, the funny part is we can fix that and we can joke about it. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess I can stop and then always go live again.
Nah, who cares? We're back.
We're back.
We're sitting here with some cigars, some alcohol. I've got me a nice watermelon margarita. I don't know why. Just wasn't feeling the beer, you know?
Yeah, you're usually a big beer. I asked for Blue Moon, and you got me some lager, which I appreciate you grabbing me some beer. I'm not a big fan of, but I mean, it's like beer, it's still beer. I was just really in the mood for Blue Moon, because I haven't been drinking beer lately myself.
What did you, what do you think of the Sam Adams?
It's okay. Yeah, I didn't like it too much. Which, I think I lost you there, because I just said that. I just said that. I didn't really like it that much.
Wow.
I don't know. Let's just roll that back real quick. I don't know. I guess I was trying to decide if I want to do this for a while and come back on live, but I guess I could just record the whole thing on live here.
I really wanted to.
Just, I guess it's kind of hard to want to just show the fire there, but
there's no way it's going to stand.
You're going to have to open a new drink.
Are you really going to use my drink?
It almost works there. We're getting such... Guys, so if you're just listening to the podcast...
We're getting situated.
We're at the one and only Nana and Poopa's, which is my aunt and uncle Tyler's grandparents. And this is a spot where we always hang out on Sundays.
Yep.
And we're doing a little fire here. We've got a little Fight Island UFC going on in the background. And
dude, that guy's cut. Look at his abs.
Yeah, I think this Jesus guy was Christ. Like, that's the fight that was like majorly favored. I can't believe it went the full five rounds, like as much as he was favored. But I guess
he doesn't
there's
even look
a chance
like he was in a fight. He looks fine.
Yeah, I mean, he seems fine. It's always more fun when they get all busted up and everything. So last week, man, we have so much to talk about, guys. But we will get back to normal. Tyler's been working his ass off. You know, hopefully that changes in the future. We love doing podcasting. We both into the arts. We have aspirations of other things that we want to do with our lives, our dreams, and I think as you've been along for the ride, you're going to see those develop, and we'll talk about those as we go as our life progresses.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get back to doing some traveling. Hopefully, I'll be getting an RV before too long here.
Yeah, we're going to go look at one apparently here soon.
Yes, yes. There's one that was pretty much remodeled, like older, but I want a cheap, decent one, or at least decent enough where I can do a little bit of remodeling to get it customized.
I like that the inside of that one was like wood panel.
Yeah, I love the wood look. I mean, I that's what I want, that one. I can't believe it hasn't sold yet, and the price has been dropping.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. So what was it, like 35, 34, something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, yeah. And they're a hot ticket right now. I mean, if somebody really wanted to try, they could easily sell that if it's running and everything, 5+.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a lot of times you'll get people text you, though, and then not show up or whatever. Just like they're not able – maybe they're not in the city or whatever. They're not able to get around to show up.
And honestly, that one looked kind of bigger than I thought you would go.
Yeah, it's slightly bigger than I want. Yeah. But, like, the smaller ones are still hard to come by. Like, I'm looking for something used.
Yeah.
And Craigslist is dead, if anybody knows. And Facebook Marketplace. This is the only reason to be on Facebook, by the way, is Facebook Marketplace. Like, Instagram is where you post the pictures and everything.
Sure.
You know, Grandpa and Grandma and the Boomers are hanging out on Facebook mostly.
Hey.
I do get annoyed when I... So sometimes just slip onto Facebook without even.
It's just muscle memory.
Like muscle memory, yes.
It's like, oh, Facebook's next.
Damn muscle memory. So yeah, I really want an RV. I want to get back to traveling. Fuck 2020. I mean, you can probably just have this podcast titled Fuck 2020.
Can we do that? Can we name the episode Fuck 2020?
Replace fuck with something else, okay. For sure. Because we'd probably get a. Yeah, they don't like fuck. Even though we can say fuck in the podcast.
We probably can't say fuck in the title.
And
the
podcast happily ends every episode with fuck.
Yeah.
By yours truly, Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't like when you spell it out.
Yeah, we probably should.
They don't like when you spell it out.
That's such a weird thing.
Yeah, which you've done before where you like hashtag F and then hashtag K or whatever.
Yeah. Everybody knows what you're saying, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a standard. Everybody agrees, fuck 2020.
Yeah, it's pretty well known that this year is going to go down in history as just fuck 2020.
So, this is the big issue, too, with Tyler and I. Tyler's job, of course, you know, dealing with packages and all that shit. Everybody's at fucking home ordering packages.
Mm-hmm.
So, every once in a while, Tyler's got to work a ridiculous amount of hours. Or you go through, like, a month solid of working tons of... Well, fuck 2020. I mean, that's what it's been.
That's what it is.
This happened more than twice where, like, for several months you were working your ass off like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so...
Hopefully it goes back to normal.
Nice paycheck, but, I mean, your life doesn't revolve around work at all.
Dude, the so paychecks aren't worth the long hours anyways.
Yeah, and then you get taxed more, too, once it,
yeah.
it's so high.
But I did just buy a new bed with that check, so...
Dude, you're gonna... Your sleep experience should go up. I mean, we spend a third of our life
sleeping.
In bed.
I've never had a memory foam mattress, so I am excited for that.
Yeah, I definitely need to get a new mattress. So I think my thinking is too, if I get an RV, like, in goes the brand new mattress.
How long have you had your current mattress?
I bought the shittiest thing because I first came up here with nothing. Back up here with nothing.
You have poor connection.
Just for a second, it's going again now. So I was planning on doing the RV thing maybe out of my vehicle. So I was trying to get some foam toppers and stuff and see if I could do that for to have the back of my car and then put curtains up and stuff in my SUV. And I got foam and I ended up needing more and more and it wasn't working very well. So
your SUV wasn't big enough though.
No, it would have worked okay, but definitely that wouldn't have been like I want a mini home, you know.
Yeah.
Something that
you
can run, but not too big, not too small.
You need? You need a Volkswagen bus. The hippie vans. That's what you need.
Yeah?
You could pull it off.
Yeah, but I don't... Okay, so everybody does buses and stuff? To be, like, incognito or whatever? And, like, I'm not worried about that. I'm cool with an RV, more space. Like, you're almost crammed in those things. Like, I like the idea of having a full-size bed and a nice little spot to be able to cook and to have, like a little love seat or whatever with a nice TV up because I like that experience, you know? So, yeah, I think with those... well, those are expensive, too. You got to do a crazy remodel.
You're not wrong.
Those are super expensive.
I've looked
anytime
at it before.
You, vans, you said the Beetle or
the Volkswagen buses,
yeah, those are expensive. Okay, even those completely, like, need to be... You could spend $10,000 on one of those before barely running.
Yeah.
And then you got to put another $20,000-$30,000 into it.
Into restoration.
Yeah. I'd rather buy an old RV that I only need... that I have to put no more than... I mean, at the most extreme, 5 into it.
I will buy one of those eventually, though. The hippie vans.
Oh, I've always as a collector, one. For sure. I mean, one. I definitely have. I'm not a big vehicle person, but there's definitely some things like I have the money to throw away. I'm gonna buy some things I want, you know. Of course, I definitely want to have a Cybertruck one day.
You really want that?
Oh, for sure. I love the look of it, for sure. And then I love that it's 2 years away. I feel like I'll have enough houses and stuff too, where I'll have enough residual income, where I don't know if I'll be ready because I hate having a monthly payment. But I might, because I pull the trigger and get one when it first comes out.
I think it's going to be longer than 2 years.
Yeah, it could. And I mean, in fact, that wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. You know?
Because wasn't the Roadster supposed to come out this year?
This year, next year. I'm a big fan of the YouTube channel. Shout out to What's Inside. What's Inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dad and a son. In fact, he's about my age. It's so cool. And they've been, 5 to 10 years they've been on YouTube? And they would break things open to get into it. But he also has a family channel, and he always puts all his, like, what's going on with their interests and stuff. The inside, What's Inside channel, just always, they have an object, and they split it in half for the most part, what they do. So that's a different engine. So What's Inside family, he's always showing he's super into Elon Musk, super into all the Tesla stuff. He has a couple roadsters, and he's always talking about, but he went down here recently to Texas, pretty close to Austin there, where they're doing the new, broke ground.
Oh, yeah.
The whole, the Gigafactory or whatever for Tesla. Super exciting. Gosh. The return on my stash for my stock for Tesla, I just kind of I put like $2 to $5 in every week to Tesla. It's like, it's gone up so much. It's like, I think it says like 50% return at least on there, right? Like what it's gone up since like February or whatever. Yeah. It's insane. But anyways, so they're breaking ground on that, and there is such a dedicated fan base for Tesla, and they did it because
yeah, right in the fucking smoke. God damn it!
They did like a temporary. Oh, it's getting too hot. Whoops.
And Seth's phone is overheating.
Ooh, my phone just overheated. Oops. I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't think it was that close to it. It's so... Isn't iPhone amazing that it does that? Rather than just destroying the phone, it does that?
Yes.
That's amazing.
There we go.
So they're just breaking ground down there, and they drove up. There was like 30 plus Teslas that just parked on the side of the road,
mm-hmm.
and did a little giveaway and stuff, and all interacted with each other, and just, you know, bonded over Tesla. It's just amazing, like that kind of stuff, like that bond you can have with other people that have an interest like that, and that's what Tesla is, and it's, I mean, good for the environment. I mean, there's so it needs to go so much farther, but it's amazing what Elon has accomplished,
mm-hmm.
and what he does want to accomplish with the Boring Company. Dude, like, they are rocking out the tunnel right now for the Boring Company in Vegas, and that's going to finish here, at least the main tunnel part.
Yeah.
That goes one hotel to, like, it goes, like, right down the main strip or whatever, underground. And then it's completely finished, it will go to a bunch of different hotels off from the main tunnel.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's just insane. They are like working that was their first big contract, like, out of this company. It's a side company of even Tesla.
What do you think?
And
what do you think of like his? What do you think about his presence on Twitter?
I feel like he has. You know, I don't follow it too well, but so far as I know, like. He says funny stuff, and like he has I would say when it comes to millennials and us,
sure,
he's hitting a chord with us, because like, dude, he went on fucking did a video with PewDiePie where like he evaluated memes and stuff, like that's the kind of goofy guy he is too, like an off the wall, like, I mean, he went on Joe Rogan and smoked a little bit of weed, which all these old, you know, stockholders like, what is going on here? Like, welcome to the 21st century. If you want to kill yourself, it's not going to be weed that does it.
Yeah, we're not wearing powdered wigs anymore. The times are changing.
Times have changed. It's ridiculous that, I mean, if we get on weed, like, that. If more research of what would have, if weed wouldn't have been demonized, just think of all the uses we could have already had out of it.
You know why they used to wear powdered wigs?
No, I don't.
You ever wondered?
Kinda, yeah.
You ever wondered why, like, that was a thing back in the day?
A bunch of dudes wearing wigs.
Like, why the fuck did we wear powdered wigs? Something I read about, and I don't know if it's true or not, and I honestly can't. You could probably check on your phone to fact check us. But I'm almost positive it was because of AIDS and sexual transmitted diseases that men, it was literally so rampant throughout that time period that men were going bald and they were wearing wigs and literally changing the color of their skin to look healthy because they were literally falling apart from sexual transmitted diseases. I'm almost 100% positive.
Probably wasn't weed though, right? Because weed didn't come along. I'm sorry, not weed. AIDS didn't come along until later, I think, right?
I'm almost positive that's what it is. Can you Google that?
But yeah, you're probably right about the whole sexually transmitted diseases, maybe. Why did people wear powdered wigs?
The Siri's a piece of shit. She's not going to be able to look at that.
I said, though.
She's going to go, this is what I found. Just a sec. Here's an answer from encyclopedia.com. Oh? Both women and men made frequent use of wigs to
hide any shortage of hair. We need to know the history.
We want to know the history.
History of powdered wigs.
History of powdered wigs. That's fucking...
What is the origin of powdered wigs?
Okay, here we go.
The concept of powdered wig emerged in France, mid-19th century.
Okay.
King Louis the 13th was the man first responsible.
Keep going. I'm gonna
for the trend, as he wore a wig to cover his premature balding. As the trend began in the royalty, they developed an upper class of a conservative status. So it's just a trend.
No way.
That's where it started from.
There's more to it. Pull this up, Jamie. Powdered wigs and
disease. This isn't Joe Rogan's podcast.
Powdered wigs and disease. Like, Google that. Something's got to come up.
Well, I mean, there's more. There's a lot more information. That's what I just ran into.
Because I know that was a thing. And if I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
Disease. So, Tyler, what has been going on with you in the last... Okay,
don't
here we go.
Fucking change the subject. Shut up. Keep Googling.
Don't you fucking make me... Man, now I know how Jamie feels. Are you gonna give me a bad look like Joe Rogan?
Probably.
Remember how we ended up Google searching that the Joe Rogan giving a Jamie interrupted him.
Give him the death stare.
Which, man, if you're listening to this podcast and you're not a fan of Joe Rogan, what are you doing?
You probably didn't find us.
What are you doing? There's people clicking off now to go listen to Joe Rogan. All right, so I think that you're correct, but here we go.
Okay, read it.
For nearly two centuries, powdered wigs were all the rage. The chick hairpiece would have never been popular, however, if it hadn't been for venereal disease.
Here you go.
A pair of self-conscious kings and poor hair hygiene. Okay. The STD had become the worst epidemic to strike Europe since the Black Death.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Wow. But it did start with that king, though, that incompleted. It didn't want to get... It didn't want to go to a...
It didn't want
to
go to a dark place.
We just want to talk about... It's a fad.
It's a fad because he was losing hair.
They were
no,
the Kardashians.
No, he had a fucking venereal disease and his body was decaying.
Good times. But he was getting fucked. He was getting that dick sucked.
Well, he was probably doing a little more than that, but yeah.
Oh, man.
I knew I wasn't crazy.
Good stuff, good stuff.
You got to think, though, because like back then, they didn't have what we have to treat things like that. So literally the only thing you could do is just die slowly.
Good times. You know, no.
I think we have different definitions of good times.
Yeah. You know, I might prefer to die quickly, but, you know, if I can, die slowly. Oh, man. Yeah,
see,
I wonder how... Ooh.
I've got a little bit of knowledge to me.
I just didn't realize that STDs would do something like that to your hair.
Oh, dude, I'm pretty sure they just destroy your body.
I wonder how my hair got curly.
Yeah,
is there an STD that curls hair?
Did you get rid of that yet? Did you get rid of that?
Did you notice there's a little powder in my hair?
Yeah. Starting to transition a little bit.
Oh, man.
Do you know why George Washington had wooden teeth?
Because he doesn't have teeth.
I think that's false, too. Can you look that one up? Might as well just keep Google open.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not because he didn't have teeth, because I'm almost 100% positive he had teeth.
Dude, you're more efficient than me.
I'm probably in.
Wooden teeth, but I mean, he would have had what if it wasn't? I mean, something was definitely wrong with his teeth for him to end up putting in wooden teeth.
I know that there was something.
Man, this has went from the podcast that 2020 sucks to the history, random history with Tyler, unscripted history, episode 140.
We think it's
139. 139. Yeah, I think we just did episode 129.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I fucked up at the beginning. What? Next to the cherry tree legend.
No, you said 130.
I said 140, I think.
Oh.
I think I said 140. Washington certainly suffered from dental problems and wore multiple sets of dentures composed of a variety of materials, including ivory, gold, lead, and... That's right. This is what I heard. He also used other human teeth for his dentures.
Oh, good times.
Is that not fucking disgusting?
Yeah. They'd pull it out of people and stick it in his mouth?
Yes. Isn't that sick? The origin of this myth remains unclear. The standard and most likely explanation given by dental scientists and historians is that the ivory employed in the dentures fabricated for Washington...
Well, listeners, welcome. We appreciate you.
...stained over time, giving them a grain wooden appearance.
Tuning in to Disgusting Others. History mm-hmm. with Tyler and Seth.
Interesting.
Random facts of the day, guys. You learned it here first, guys.
Here you go. Here's your phone back.
So, you know, speaking of herpes and STDs,
you got
how is your herpes?
All right, calm down. I'm good.
Are you managing it okay?
I'm good.
Okay. No outbreaks or nothing?
I'm good. You know what else? Something else that's weird to think about is we know all about this guy, George Washington, right? For the most part. But isn't it weird to think that, like, we don't know what his voice sounds like.
Or the size of his dick. That's crucial today. Man. What do you think he would have done with his smartphone?
It's a political thing.
Have you not heard of Anthony Weiner?
Just drink your beer, all right?
No, it is weird that, you know, I mean, what, with the audio recording? Dates back what it was the first audio
I don't know
damn it we need to stop talking about history.
No, this
we
is didn't good, know this is good stuff this is good stuff. When was the first audio recording
I hope there's a burp in the search.
There you go.
Damn it. 1878.
Wow.
Further back than I thought.
Way further back.
I thought it was like in the early 1900s, you know? Good old Thomas Edison.
Okay.
Dude, Thomas Edison was just on top of shit. That's a whole, like, there's got to be some good documentaries out there, too, because I've heard different things where, like, he, like, patented a lot of things mm-hmm. to an extent. I don't think there might have been other people that created some of the things.
Something that he
patented. And he got the patent for it. Like, he was a smart, business-savvy guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, don't hold me to that. This is Unscripted Banter with Tyler and Seth. This isn't... I mean, you know, if there's such thing as fake news, I mean, we shouldn't get in trouble for anything, you know?
If you're coming to Unscripted Banter for
yeah.
knowledge, you're in the wrong place.
I'm pretty sure you can turn on any large news channel and find plenty of lies being said.
You know, it's great that we went with Thomas Edison and the light bulb, right? But, like, imagine if we would have went with...
We didn't go with Thomas Edison and the light bulb, though.
What are you talking about?
Man, there's no light bulbs on in your head. We were talking about the audio.
Yeah, I know, but we started talking about Thomas Edison.
Well, yeah.
And the whole... electricity structure that we use yeah. is all based off of the light bulb. Imagine
he was
if
just
we,
all about technology, wasn't he then?
Imagine if we went with like Nikola Tesla's idea for alternating currents.
Oh my gosh, that's so much mystery. You know, from what I understand, like, I mean, he made it inventions that were lost when he died.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Supposedly, he figured out a way to make electricity turn on without anything connected to it.
That's what I'm saying. What if we went with that instead? Where would we be right now?
Fucking mind explosion.
Where would we fucking be right now?
Like, that... I feel like, I mean, just think if Elon Musk died right now, would there be such a loss?
Yeah, you're right.
you know?
Elon Musk is like our Thomas Edison.
Yeah, and it's so much different than when Steve Jobs died. You know, because I feel like Steve Jobs was more of a business guy. And I mean, he was very creative, but Elon Musk is all that plus an inventor, you know, in a, you know, and very knowledgeable when it comes to creating things, you know. I mean, it was Wozniak that made the computer. It was he could mind explosion, but Steve Jobs couldn't even code.
Steve Jobs just had the vision.
He had the vision, which was amazing. I mean, that's amazing.
And he knew how to implement
but
it.
But he did a good enough work to where Apple was able to, continue on successfully like it has.
It does make me wonder him. Where they would be if he was still alive. Because the last...
I think we would be... You know, now that I think about that, too, I feel like things would have accelerated more.
The last phone that he designed, I'm pretty sure it was the 4S, or the 4.
And the phones keep getting better, but not extremes. Like, not extremes, like...
There's no leaps.
There's no big leaps. I mean, it's getting... The leaps are getting so small that people are like, well, this is the end. Like, this is... We can't get any further.
We can't get any farther.
But... No, like, I mean, there's even, like, funny concepts that people thought are real, but it's just online concepts. It's totally possible that we could do, laser come out of the iPhone and have, like, a keyboard or something like that.
Oh, dude, did
like,
you see?
That's one of those concept things.
I was watching a video on YouTube, Marques Brownlee, the reviewer.
Yes, dude, I'm such a big fan of him.
I'm a big fan of his. I watch all his videos when they come out. I listen to his podcast, Waveform. That's pretty good, too.
You should run across one of his, like, 10-year-old videos. He's been on Facebook for 10 years. He looks like a little kid.
He looks
it's
like
so
a little
funny.
Kid. But anyways, and he does, like, a series that he calls Dope Tech, where he'll just, like, talk about some random new things that have come out. And
he's
just
so
like,
knowledgeable.
He gives, like, his basic thoughts. He is very knowledgeable. I'll give him that. But the one that he was talking about was, like, this little... It was like I can't remember what it was called, but it was like a black cube. And basically, it could technically be a computer, like a mobile computer. And it would actually project the computer screen. I just saw a shooting star behind me. That was kind of cool.
Oh, cool.
Anyways, it can project like an actual screen on a surface, like a projector, and you can watch something on it. And it also has the ability to project a keyboard on a flat surface that you can use as well. It's got the ability to project, like, a tablet screen, and you can actually use, like, a tablet on the surface of any other surface. It registers your finger, and when you move anything on there, it's exactly like what you were talking about.
They've made a number of phones that have projectors on them.
Yeah, I've seen those, too. But this was just, like, an all-in-one.
It was a cube.
It was an all-in-one encompassing cube where it could do, like, a bunch of different things.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of the Apple Watch, which I still need to get. I need to just pull the trigger and get me one.
You should. I don't wear my Apple Watch anymore. I gave it to Sierra.
Oh, producer. You just straight up gave it to her?
Sierra, the producer's got it.
Is she liking it? Like
she wears it every day.
Huh. Why do you stop wearing it?
Because you have to charge it every day. I'm not a fan of that.
You just take it off at night and plug it in.
I like tracking my sleep, though. That's the thing.
Oh, so you have to have it on. So
yeah,
really, you should
have
plugged it in from...
You got to find, like, weird times throughout the day to charge it.
Well, I mean, like, if you don't move your hand quite a bit, I mean, you could hook your... Which would be kind of funny to be, like, literally hooked into the wall. But you could do that. But, yeah, you are in the big... To the sleep tracking thing.
You know what I actually started doing now, though? Is I stopped wearing my
women's underwear?
No, I still wear that. I stopped wearing my Fitbit when, like, I'm not at work. So, like, I actually, for, like, the past week, I haven't tracked my sleep. I've only worn my Fitbit at work just because, like, I've got, like, a stopwatch on it and everything like that. And it still tracks my steps. But, like, other than that, I've gone back to just, like, my regular watch. No smartwatch, nothing like that.
Just a regular watch?
Yep.
Are you a watch person? Would you like to have a real nice watch someday? Like absolutely. Rolex or something?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love watches.
I'm not a big watch person, but I would like to. I would love to buy a nice Rolex someday.
I only I like the watch that I have now. My dad got it for me for Christmas last year. It's like my style. It's got like a wooden background for the, like the screen on it. I don't even know how to fucking, what the name of it is. But it's got like a nice like wooden feel to it. But on the back of the watch, he personalized an inscription on it specifically for me.
So oh, that's cool.
It's kind of cool. I like wearing it. Dude, this is really good. Strawberry or a watermelon margarita.
Okay, let me try this up.
No. COVID, bro.
I'll just pour a little bit.
COVID.
Do you have COVID?
No, but it's around.
Dude, I coughed in your face earlier.
No, you didn't. Did you?
Dude, we start every podcast before the podcast with a kiss.
Dude. Don't tell people.
New secret.
That.
Big secret, guys. Every podcast we've ever done.
Don't tell people.
Before we push record.
We kiss each other good luck.
We give each other just a simple, straight as can be, a little peck on the lips.
Nothing gay about it.
Nothing gay about it, guys. We're being vulnerable.
Seth's being vulnerable. That's great.
Oh, man.
No, but it's pretty good. I'm a fan of margaritas.
Your mom is going to not bring that one up. That we, you guys kissed before the
podcast?
Do you
podcast? See where she's at right now?
Yeah, she's way up there.
Way up in Michigan. About 4 hours north.
She might as well just jump over there to the peninsula.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, check that out. What she? I just texted her today or yesterday. Yesterday, and was like, what's up?
They're going
she said
to
she was headed up there.
I want to go to where she's going because it's the perfect time of the year for it.
Yeah, what's the thing called?
It's like the Tunnel of Trees.
Tunnel of Trees, yes, that's it.
So
that's
apparently
right.
There is a 26-mile stretch up in Michigan where where you're driving down a road and it's completely enclosed in a tunnel of trees.
Yeah, the trees just come over. Like
yep.
It's not
26
not, but,
miles.
Yeah.
That's
and there's a bunch of cool little towns around there, too.
Yep.
Like, good places to probably
I had no idea this existed.
Yeah, dude, we should run up there before it gets too cold.
Oh, yeah, you're not a fan of the cold?
Well, I'm just saying, we want to do it while the leaves aren't completely falling.
I bet we probably already missed it. It's colder up there than it is down here.
Well, we'll hear from your mom.
Yeah, we'll see photos.
To find out, like, I mean, I don't think the leaves have started falling yet. Probably some, but not, like, crazy yet. I mean, they're not even changing, well, they're starting to fall off some.
Yeah, bro, we just used the leaves to start this fire.
Yeah, but they're not, like, changing
I just had
colors.
A leaf fall on my arm. Okay. It literally just hit my arm.
Fucking cold weather.
Leaves are falling right now.
This is why I'm getting antsy to go south.
You know this is, the warmest day?
I know, it was getting cold, and then all of a sudden
it's
got
80
warm
degrees.
The last 3 days.
Yeah. I had to turn my AC on. I'm not happy about that.
Oh, you poor thing. I know you don't like to use AC or heater. Tyler has made me literally
pass out,
die of heat stroke.
Yeah,
before
you passed out,
refusing to turn on the AC, wanted to fucking punch you. Oh my gosh,
you were fine.
That was the day. Was the fucking couch, dude? I had to lay on your couch and just like breathe and like.
You literally stripped down to your underwear
because I was overheating so bad.
It was not even that hot, bro.
Well, I'm glad to know that you're less decisive or less difficult when you pick out a mattress. Where the fuck was that when we went couch hunting?
Oh, dude. When I walked into Mattress Firm, he's like, so what can I help you with? I was like, I'm just looking. He's like, you got any idea? And I go, yeah, I'm looking for memory foam. He's like, all right, well, these are our memory foam mattresses. He showed me all of them. He's like, what's your price range? Under 1,000? All right, I got these ones right here. I laid on all three. I was in there for 10 minutes, and I bought a mattress.
What the fuck? Tyler, how many hours did we go looking for a couch?
We went everywhere.
And the coolest one we were going to get, they couldn't sell us, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that was some shit.
Oh, my gosh, that sucks so bad.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it was like 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours, right?
Yeah, it was an all day thing.
It was an all day thing.
I got a couch. That's what's important.
We capped it off with some pizza.
Yes.
You picked up some pizza what pizza place was that? It was really really good pizza place.
Oh shit, where did we get pizza from that day?
I was wanting to get it from a bar that has pizza, but it was going to be like an hour wait. Yes. So I got it from another pizza place.
Where did we get pizza from?
I can't remember, but it was a good place.
Did we picked it up? Did we pick
it up? Yeah, we picked it up. We picked it up and took it back to your place.
Fuck, I can't remember, dude.
Yeah.
That was pretty good pizza.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I definitely didn't fill up the cookie.
Well, yeah, you died.
Fuck. I went for a 3 mile walk today. So
how do you feel?
I need to start. Felt good. I felt really good. I try to not overexert myself, but still get the full 3 miles in.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I would be if I could just do that every day. I just need to do that every day, and I'll be good. And I can lose the weight. Because I'm really not eating a ton of food. I usually eat once a day, which isn't really good for you. But I don't eat a ton of food.
You just don't expel energy.
I'm just not expelling the energy. Fucking COVID. Stuck at the house. The last fucking 9 months. People just won't, out there just won't understand this COVID thing.
Yeah, okay.
Just not relatable. I'm just not relatable.
Okay.
Guys, what COVID is, if anybody's listening to this in the future, 20 years from now, anybody that speaks of the year 2020, after they start talking about it, 2 minutes in, tears will come down their face.
Have you invested in a good mask yet?
No, I haven't. I'd like to get a nicer one. Are you?
I got it's a really nice Adidas one.
That's what I wanted to get. I was looking at getting one. Where did you end up buying it from?
Somebody gave it to me.
Really? I was about to pull the trigger on one online, and then I didn't do it.
They got a really nice one, dude. Yeah. They got it in, like, a pack of three. It was somebody from church, and I complimented it. I was like, dude, that is a sweet mask. He's like, yeah, I got it in a pack of three. He's like, do you want one?
Only in the year 2020 are we complimenting people's masks.
Well, yeah, you see a lot of different masks these days.
Yeah, I want to... Well... When COVID first was starting, I finally, after people were starting to get out a little bit, when they had to go to Walmart or whatever, I ran into somebody that was making her own, and she had like a action fit, like a superheroes on it.
Mm.
And she was selling for only $5, and she gave me, or she called me and left me a message, but she lived on the other side of town, so I never called her back to get it. But I should have got one. $5. It would have like I think it was Marvel. It was Marvel crew or whatever.
Yeah, but it's a nice like all black, and then
yeah, that's the one I wanted. And then Adidas symbol on the side.
The Adidas symbol's on the side. Yep.
Damn it!
And it's machine.
That's the one I want.
Machine washable. It's got like a couple different layers on the inside.
Yeah,
dude, it's a nice mask.
Fuck.
Invest in it, man.
Dude, he got a 3-pack. Dude, those aren't cheap. I bet he spent $20-$30 on that.
Probably.
Because I was going to buy one for like $15.
The other nice ones that I've seen are the Under Armour ones.
Oh, really?
Under Armour's got some really nice ones, too. But I think it's
time. I've been into Adidas, too. Like, in fact, time, man. These sweats that I'm wearing right now are Adidas. The shirts Adidas. I'd like to work on buy more Adidas stuff.
I'm invested in Under Armour.
You bought stock?
No, like I just got a lot of good Under Armour stuff. I'm invested in the Rocks workout gear.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I am super pumped about XFL. We talked about that on the previous
Do you hear that?
Podcast.
Do you hear that?
Was that the people over there yelling?
No, do you hear it?
What?
You hear the races?
The races?
They're racing. Sprint cars.
Sprint cars?
Yeah, bro. Fremont Speedway.
Oh, yeah. Why am I not hearing it?
Hang on. They just stopped.
Oh, okay.
They must be in between.
Yeah, I want to go check that out. Poopa's talked about that stuff. I want to check it out.
We should probably see if there's a race next week.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Have you ever been to a sprint car race?
No.
Oh, dude.
I've always wanted to go one. I've never been.
They're fun. That's straight dirt track, man.
That sounds awesome.
We should definitely go.
Yeah, the NASCAR race was amazing today. It was raining, and it's like on the it's on this track where they like a bunch of curves and stuff. The one track that does that went in Charlotte or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But and they kept on. They had like some shitty windshield wipers, but they kept on racing. So it was freaking amazing. I was like, I didn't know NASCAR raced at all when there was any rain.
They usually don't. So that was surprising to see.
They kept on going for the longest time. They finally had to stop it because it was just. Was not letting up.
It was downpouring.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Dude, but and then that put
didn't
me...
I didn't get to see the end of it because Tyler wanted to watch a movie.
Well, that I was just going to say, that put me in the mood for Ford versus Ferrari.
Okay. But
so you're not a fan of that,
no,
huh?
I loved it, but I was just... I didn't think Maddie would like it.
Okay.
Maddie wouldn't like that.
Because I just watched that movie just recently.
I'm happy we watched the movie that you did because I did want to see that movie.
That's a pretty good movie. I was going to watch that movie at some point anyways.
She's an amazing actress. Millie Bobby Brown. It's the new Netflix movie.
Enola Holmes.
Yep. And she plays Holmes's brother. And
Sister.
Sherlock Holmes. From the book, of course. There's been tons of movies. Mm-hmm. I think my favorite Sherlock Holmes by far has been Robert Downey Jr., which everything he touched turns to gold.
Pretty much.
Except Dr. Doolittle.
I never watched that.
That tank's so bad, I never saw it. But I heard it was horrible.
But he is a very good Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, he went from druggy to... Multi-millionaire.
I mean,
Iron Man.
From being
he
arrested.
He went to be the Iron Man.
From being arrested to Iron Man.
Yep, arrested and drugs and all that. And it's funny.
A true Cinderella story.
So that is David Dobrik's, like, that he loves, he calls him Iron Man. And he just calls him Iron Man.
When David Dobrik posted that video of him in the Iron Man suit, didn't Robert Downey Jr.
commented
on that post? Yeah, that's what I thought.
He said, be careful with that one or something. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious. He said that comment, which David Dobrik...
Sent him over the moon.
You know, sent him over the moon. He always brings that up in the... He puts out a podcast with Jason every week. And then for our David's birthday... Robert Downey Jr. sent him a message and he was freaking the fuck
That's
out about
right.
that. So it's so fucking... Because there's more to it than that. He got to... Was the Kids' Choice Awards or whatever? Or yeah. One of those... I think it was the Kids' Choice. He hosted.
Yeah.
He hosted it with another girl. And it was first... You know, it was live and all that. And he might not even realize it was live when he first did it. But he thought it was being recorded later, I think. But yeah, so he did this live, and RVs or whatever they have to get changed in and hang out in before the shows, and so they're not called RVs. What are they called? But they are RVs.
Yeah.
What's the word? Mobile home.
It's an RV.
I feel like I'm saying the wrong term. Anyways,
camper.
Camper or whatever. His was right next. His spot was right next, right across from him was
trailer.
Robert Downey Jr. Trailer. Thank you. His trailer was right across. David Dobrik's trailer was right across from Robert Downey Jr.'s. So he was freaking the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Like he was, and he gets quiet when he sees somebody that he likes. He tries to be cool as can be because, I mean, he's a big star himself. He's gigantic. He's much bigger than a lot of these A-list actors because millennials, that's all they watch nowadays.
But at the end of the day, he's just a human being.
He's just a human being. He saw him coming and he stood outside, he stood outside and all he could say is, hey, a big fan. And, Robert Downey Jr. says, tell me everything. It just said a couple things, and David was so shy and so nervous. He could hardly say anything. Mm-hmm. He walked back in and freaked the fuck out. And his assistant, Natalie, who he's best friends with since he was a kid, comes in laughing her ass off at him. Like, you fucking idiot. It was the funniest thing. Because there's like a video of it and all that. Oh, it's so funny. He could barely keep himself together and just like say just a couple sentences. And of course he's like, Robert Downey thinks I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck am I there? And then, you know, he's there watching the show. And he sees Tim come out there and host the show. Like, what the fuck is this guy? Why am I this guy that can't even talk is up here hosting? But, yep. Were you ever into Pokemon?
Yeah.
Or, follow-up question? Follow-up Pokemon card? Our Pokemon question. Mm-hmm. Were you into Pokemon cards?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like, Pokemon has gotten bigger and bigger over the years. Mm-hmm. Gigantic. And all the kids that grew up on Pokemon and the show and everything and the cards, like, all have a lot of money nowadays. So, the first editions of all those cards are worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And last night at 9 o'clock, Logan Paul opened up like a case of first edition cards to over a quarter of a million people.
What do you mean? Like, streamed it?
Streamed it. Okay. Opening all the cards. He sold them all individually.
Oh,
he bought the box for $200,000.
What?
But this is the crazy part. He sold each deck inside for $11,111. So he made about doubled his money just selling all the cards individually. And then he got to open them, and like the person he opened for each of the people, and they were sending it to him. So like it had the name of the person. Mr. Beast had cards that were open. His mom bought a deck of cards, and they opened several cards that were worth Charizard's the big one was worth it's worth upwards of $85,000 being a 9. If it's a 10 and Supreme, it's there's one that was just on auction for $180,000.
That's
it was amazing. I watched the entire thing live and it was so entertaining. But this Pokemon, and of course Daniel is a big fan of Pokemon cards. Mm-hmm. And Pokemon just in general. And of course, my mom, I've talked about on the podcast,
plays
Pokemon Go constantly. Huge, gigantic fan. Was texting me today, and I was trying to join in with them on a raid. But it's a big part of my life, and I'm kind of thankful for it, too, because my mom has gotten older and was struggling with dementia and stuff. It's really helped her mind focus on something, and really she's plateaued, and she hasn't gotten worse, and it's pretty amazing. It's really given her something to occupy her mind with, because mm-hmm. she can't really focus very well and clean or cook or nothing like that. So it's really...
It is strange that Pokemon did that.
It is. It's pretty amazing. She's really good at it, too. I mean, like, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I'd rather much rather her be obsessed with that than decline, you know, rapidly or slowly. Or it's pretty amazing. But,
yeah, I pretty much... I grew up in the Kanto region of Pokemon.
The Kanto region?
Kanto. That's like the region of Pokemon.
What do you mean? Like, what does that mean?
Oh, god damn. I know more about Pokemon than you.
Oh, I don't know a lot about Pokemon. My brother was always into it.
The Kanto region is like the original Pokemon.
Dude, you didn't hold it under any of those Pokemon cards, did you?
No.
Dude, if you did. Daniel thinks his was stolen.
I used to have a bunch of them, and I used to have them in, like, your typical three-ring binder in the little card slots. But we moved a lot growing up, so in one of the moves, the binder got lost, and I never recovered any of them.
I do have baseball cards from when I was, like, 11.
Really?
Mm-hmm, 11, 12, maybe a little bit older. But and I still have a binder. I think it's back at my duplex. It should be back at my duplex.
Mm-hmm. It's so strange that cards like that just go for so much money.
But 90s, it was horrible for collecting cards because they mass produce them so much that they're completely diluted in value. Mm-hmm. They printed way too many. Like, it just, it's ridiculous.
So do you know why the Charizard card is the most expensive?
Being what, like a one of the three original, right? Mm-hmm. Being one of the three, what do they call?
They're technically starter Pokemon.
Starter Pokemon, and then of course just the small chance of getting one too. There was only so many made, probably. You know, I don't know. I'm kind of just guessing.
Because it's definitely not the most rare Pokemon.
Right. But yeah, that's the biggest money one.
Can you look up the statistics of pulling specific Pokemon in their decks, like in the packets?
There's probably something like that out there. That'd be a little bit of work to
I bet I can
figure
find
out
it.
Those numbers.
I bet I can find it.
Okay, I'm kind of curious. I mean, well, unlock my. But luckily, I don't have a mask on, so I can properly open my phone.
That's a very good point.
It's so funny how, you know, if you mess with your phone at all, I gotta pull down my mask when I'm in Walmart when I'm supposed to have a mask on. So, like, if I mess with my phone at all, my mask is going up and down.
Yeah, see, that's annoying.
Very much so. But, yeah. Guys, we finally got either episode 129 or 130. It's coming out. Or if Tyler's right, it's 140. Yeah, you definitely said 140 because I was 10 away. I said 10 away from 50.
Yeah, I definitely said it wrong. It's okay.
Oh, man. We have still very much more to talk about. Lots of things to catch up on. We're going to try to get back to a schedule. We won't be able to do any more than a podcast a week right now.
But yeah, I'm going to
work on trying to put out something for you guys. A little something and try to be a little bit more consistent. But we'll get it all figured out here, guys. I mean, we aren't amateurs. We are unscripted, and we are bantering.
I mean, that's all we do is banter.
I mean, we're pros at it. That's our thing, Tyler.
I would say...
Which, that's mostly what most podcasts... I mean, that's all Joe Rogan does.
I would say episode 130, we're pretty much pros.
I feel pretty good about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just waiting. I'm sitting next to the phone, just waiting for that call from Joe Rogan to come on the podcast. I got all my... Fuck you, Jamie looks ready. Joe Rogan's not going to even have to give him a bad look for interrupting him. I'm going to give him all those looks.
Okay, so I found... Okay, so this is exactly what I wanted.
So, any Pokemon fans out there? There's got to be.
Got to be, right?
Got to be some Pokemon fans out there. It's very much a... Call Classic, and then you had the amazing movie that Ryan Reynolds voiced that was hilarious.
Detective Pikachu. Dude, that was such a good movie.
Amazing. He embodied little Pikachu with his amazing voice.
That was a fantastic movie.
Nobody has dialogue like Ryan Reynolds. I fucking love dialogue. He's been doing all these funny commercials because he bought... Aviation Gym... his own gen that he does commercials for, and then he bought a cell phone company, or bought into it or whatever, Mint Mobile. He does funny commercials for that, but yeah.
All right, you are right. It is the Charizard one that's the rarest.
Yeah. Does it say why it's rare?
No.
Yeah, if you ever get curious, there's some good YouTubers that do a lot of, you know... do videos on all of it, but it's really blown up this year too because everybody's at home, they don't got nothing to do, and then you got Gary V amping it up, and then of course to top all that, you got Logan Paul, one of the biggest YouTubers out there, here buying cards like crazy. I mean, he grew up playing the Game Boy games. Grew up with that and everything.
I mean, who didn't, right?
My big thing is I grew up with the cartoon. I never played the game.
Oh, I played the game.
Daniel was big into that and stuff and the cards. And he never did play the Pokemon game card, though. I was asking him about it. I was like, how hard is the Pokemon game? He's like, I never did that. I just bought the cards.
Dude, I was like, oh. I played the shit out of that Pokemon game.
Oh, okay, so I guess I should ask you the question. How hard was the card game?
Oh, the card game?
Yeah, did you play the card game?
No, I didn't play the card game. I played the Game Boy games.
Right. That's the big thing, yeah. Yeah, you didn't play... Yeah,
no. I don't know anybody that played the card game.
Wait, is there really a game?
I don't know. And if there is, I don't know how to play it. But I definitely never played the card game.
That's hilarious.
So it says, like, the average value for the 1999... Halo Charizard card, which is like the holographic Charizard card, the average value of it is like $23,000.
Okay, but when was that posted?
This was posted 2 years ago.
Dude, it has gone up so much.
Oh, I bet it's gone up now.
It's just in the last year from today, a lot of those have quadrupled in value.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is from 2 years ago, so.
In football news, Tyler's team, the Cleveland Browns, played my team, the Dallas Cowboys, last Sunday.
I'm sorry, who?
Dallas Cowboys.
Who?
Dallas Cowboys.
Dak who? Zeke who?
Fuck you. Okay, they won, okay? Dallas Cowboys lost. It was an amazing game. They were destroying them, and the Dallas started coming back, and then they choked there at the end.
Dude, you better watch out for the Browns this year.
Fuck, man. They're looking good, man. I enjoyed watching them, man.
Hey, 3-1.
If we watch football on Sunday, we'll have to click back and forth.
3-1.
Both games are playing at 425.
Oh, fuck. On fire.
Got the Browns game, and they got the Cowboys. The Cowboys game is finally on. Finally going to be a local game. So the big thing here, which is so stupid, you got Cleveland. We're only, what, a few hours from Cleveland.
Let's talk. All right, we're back recording. The phone's limitation is an hour, and then we got to do it again, so we're back.
So anyways, I was saying the Dallas Cowboys, they were coming back, but the Cleveland, what, they pulled out a touchdown there at the end, too, right?
Cleveland did, yeah.
And then Cowboys couldn't do anything after that, really, too much. But it was a fun game to watch. The funny part was that Tyler and I worked for an hour.
Yeah, we need to talk about what we did.
Yes. So the game started at 4. No, wait. The
game started at 1.
Game started at 1. But the game was not playing in our area. We're up here near Toledo, Ohio. And, yes, the game's playing in Dallas, but it's against an Ohio team.
Yep.
But there's also a Detroit game or whatever.
Which is so weird because so Detroit is technically, like, local for us.
So stupid. So stupid. We should be able to watch all the Cleveland games.
Yeah.
So
we couldn't get the game on TV.
The week before, I was able to figure out a way to use a VPN from my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was going to be a local game. I did not bring my laptop. So we jump on Nana's 10-year-old laptop computer.
Probably, I think it's pushing 15.
Right. Okay. Goodness. First thing, you had to download Chromecast.
I had to download Google Chrome on there.
Google Chrome. Then you went ahead and paid for a VPN subscription too, mm-hmm. which we and messed around with that for an all hour solid, and got it to work. We got it to work. Teamwork makes the dream work, man. I was so pumped.
But we had to change our location to Dallas yes. in order to watch the game.
But we ended up not changing it to Dallas. I think
we ended up in
just
Oklahoma.
A random. I just picked the one that was stronger. I felt like any other area is going to get that game. I felt
we ended up in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, yes. In fact, a city came up that we were like, "What city is this?"
Yes. And, but we started the funny thing was throughout the entire thing is we're watching yeah. local commercials. And we're watching commercials for, like, dealerships in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we're like, this is strange.
So the way we got it to work, YouTube TV. I might as well just give you a little tidbit, guys. YouTube TV So you got these VPNs. VPNs, you always hear it's being advertised on podcasts and
it's
everything.
It's a virtual private network.
You can turn on the VPN and have it use the internet from a certain area, and you can get Netflix from that area. You can protect yourself mm-hmm. from credit cards and all your credit cards and all that information. But yeah, that's the big little cool thing is you can change your location where you can get all that local stuff. So say you're a big anime fan, switch it to Japan and get a crazy amount of anime on mm-hmm. Netflix. So, but the thing is, you have to have an up-to-date system because YouTube and everybody will constantly try to block those signals. And then we're using Chromecast. Google owns Chromecast. So the first issue we had was we were trying to run the VPN through Google. I'm like, I don't think that will work. We need to run in the background. Sure enough, once we did that, have it run in the background.
It worked.
We just had to, I think we downloaded the VPN program.
Yep.
Had that running in the background and then refreshed my YouTube TV subscription, which if you want cable, get you a YouTube TV. You can cancel it every month. Refresh that baby to where we were watching commercials from Dallas, Texas.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Don't know. From all the commercials were Tulsa.
Yep.
But we were able to watch the cast. That was the kicker. I didn't think we would be able to do that. But we were literally able to cast, since we're on Chrome, cast it to the TV. Mm-hmm. And we were able to watch the entire game. I think just twice we had to reset it and like just...
Fell asleep.
It just disconnected and we had to connect it back up or whatever.
But dude, it worked out.
It was an amazing game.
And we watched a hell of a game. The Browns won.
Fuck the Browns. It was still an amazing game. Tyler's team versus my team. It was an awesome time, but yeah. So what? Yeah, that puts them at what? 4-1, I think.
3-1.
3-1. You're looking good.
Yeah.
This would have been the year for the $100 bet, Tyler. This should have been the year for the $100.
Yeah, bet. I lost $100 last year.
If they have a winning record, I will send you $100 this year.
What'd you say?
If they win at least 9 games, I will send you $100.
And if they don't?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm just going to give you $100 back.
You can't. This is recorded. You can't get out of this.
You're excited about this, aren't you?
You're telling me I don't have to put anything on the line. You're putting nothing on
back. I am giving back your $100 because I'm going to be pumped for your Browns. Well, I mean, the plan is next year we're definitely going to try to go to a game too. Like my plan was go to a game this year. I was going to buy us a ticket and try to go to at least one.
Now it's just fucking extremely hard, huh?
Now it's very extremely hard. In fact, I was kind of curious. I guess we should check on that because I was checking it. Well, if I could get you to be willing to consistently go to games, and if not, we just sell them. Because the loop around to getting tickets is you need to be
season ticket holder.
That's the thing. Because I checked that down in Tennessee. I was like, well, I'd like to go to some Titans game. It's a nice stadium there and a good team. And especially depending on who they're playing, too. They could play Dallas, and I definitely want to be there or, whatever. Like playing the Bucks, I'm definitely in past podcasts, I've turned into a Brady fan, talked about this. I think he got screwed over by Belichick and the Patriots. And really a bummer. He lost Monday night, was it?
Yeah.
It was such a bummer. They should have beat the Bears.
These sirens are going to come in heavy here.
But yeah, I definitely miss being to go out and do those kind of things, those live events like that. But it's getting, we're coming back.
Oh,
yes,
it's coming back for
fuck
sure.
2020, but 2021 is the redemption year. I can feel it.
2021, some people are going to be dead.
2021, some people are going to be dead?
Oh, yeah. Some people are going to die in 2021.
What in the world? Are you moving around trying to stay away from the smoke?
Yeah, dude. The smoke is... Jeez. I mean, it's right on me right now.
Guys, I think we'll wrap it up there. What do you think, Tyler?
I was going to say one more thing, and I fucking forget.
Uh-oh.
But the smoke... The smoke took it out.
Was it something to do with football?
Oh, yeah.
Are you $100?
No, not the $100. Did you hear about the Tennessee Titans?
No.
You hear what's been going on?
I know that a lot of them are testing positive.
Yeah, so, like, obviously right now there's a few teams in the NFL that have been in contact and actually tested positive, has players tested positive for COVID. But something that just happened with the Tennessee Titans, which was not good. So a couple of their players a couple weeks ago tested positive. And obviously when that happens, you know, they shut down the facility. Like, nobody's coming to the facility. And we're going to take a break for a couple days. We're going to try to get rid of this.
Yeah.
But, goddamn, the smoke was right on me. Anyways, what happened was they shut down the facility to try to quarantine everybody. And what happened was during the quarantine time, or during the time that the players were supposed to be away having no contact with everybody, the players were actually congregating with each other outside of the facility.
What the fuck?
Yes, so there's been more positive tests after the quarantine because the players were with each other.
I heard that they were going to, investigate it. So yes. That's what the investigation found out.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They were
God.
Actually in contact with each other outside of the facility because they were not.
Because it ended up being, 20 positive, right?
It was a lot. I can't remember the number. But that's what's going on right now. So they're not trending in a good direction.
Damn.
Yeah, so that's a bummer.
So how long ago was that? Was that just that this
was just
week?
It was just this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's got big implications. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see.
Because I know one game got postponed till later in the year.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous right now. There's a lot of technicalities. Obviously, I follow it close because I'm a fantasy football player. So.
Right.
It's got a big impact on...
Yeah, that was another one of your issues Sunday was that one of the wide receivers is on one of your fantasy teams.
Yeah, the entire game I was like...
Cowboys.
I have Amari Cooper in the entire game. I was like, the Browns are winning, but I need Cooper to just catch more passes.
And the funny part is, they were down by 24 points.
And they just kept feeding Cooper.
Was it 27 points?
27 points.
And they came back within three. That was a Tyler was starting to be like, they're going to lose. They're going to fucking lose.
I got pretty quiet.
You did.
And what did I say? I said, my quote was, never underestimate the ability of the Browns to disappoint.
Yes, that's what you said.
And that just kind of rang true. And it's rang true for a while.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Damn, this wind really picked up, huh? It's still going.
Well, let's see if they can disappoint you Sunday at 4:15.
Well, don't fucking wish that upon me, man. Don't be a jackass.
When you wish upon a star.
All right, you know what? Seth, where can we find you?
Man, guys, as always, follow us on Unscripted Banter, Seth Ohms on Twitter, Facebook, all that jazz. Stay there with the latest goofy posts and all that stuff going on. Appreciate you guys listening.
Hopefully this sounds good for everybody.
If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Leave us a nice review. Send us a virtual hug. Just, you know, don't give us the virtual COVID. Is that a thing?
It might be a thing.
It could be. 2021, fingers crossed.
That is called a computer virus. Oh. You can follow me, TLuns5, on Twitter and Instagram. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. Leave us an email. Our email's at the bottom of our website page. You know, leave us something. I check our email every so often, and you know, Seth, we don't get anything.
Well, we've never advertised it for one thing.
We just don't get anything.
I don't think anybody knew that we had an email.
We've got an email. I look for things to just pop in there, you know.
Oh, you want somebody to magically email.
Maybe a listener, you know. Our email.
Find our email.
It's on our website, guys. Okay. It's unscriptedbanter5@gmail.com. Just send us something. Let us know that you're listening, you know. Tell us you love the content. Tell us you hate it. I don't care. Just, I want to see an email from somebody. Besides that, Seth, this is a nice fire.
The
wind's picking up. I feel like a hurricane's coming.
We got to move to the other side.
Yeah, this is brutal on the eyes right now.
The wind is really picking up.
But we will sign off here. And we love you fuckers. Have a great week.